Hello lovely people, you're welcome to today's message. Wow, today's message is very short, but will be very impactful. Pastor says, don't strive to reconquer. The Bible reference is from 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Observe that the apostle John didn't say we should try or attempt to use our faith to conquer the world. No. The church is born of God. You are born of God. The scriptures are born of God. And our theme verse says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. 1 John 5:4. In John 16:33, the Lord Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If he overcame the world for us, we don't have to try to overcome the world again. Our faith in his victory is not an attempt to conquer the world, but a recognition of his finished work in our behalf. He already conquered the world. We don't need to strive to reconquer. An understanding of this truth will put springs in your steps. Keep walking in the reality of the truth that you've conquered the world in Jesus Christ. Even so often, affirm that Satan, the prince of this world, has nothing in you. Satan, the prince of this world, has nothing in me. Hallelujah. You've conquered the systems, economics, and economies of this world. Hallelujah. I've conquered the systems, economics, and economies of this world. Hallelujah. Wow. Don't strive to reconquer. Don't force yourself. It's already in you. Do it. Manifest it. Let it show. Let it come out. That's today's message. Short but powerful. For further study, read Romans 8:31-37. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 15:57. If you are taking the Bible in one year, Joshua 5:6 and Luke 8:22-39. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 102 and Romans 4:11-25. I hope you are following me in the 1 year Bible reading plan. Today we are on Joshua 5:6 and Luke 8:22-39. So follow it. Diligently follow the word of God. Hallelujah. Can you take the prayer after me? Dear Father, I thank you for the indestructible and unconquerable life of Christ in me. Irrespective of the challenges in the world today, my faith is the victory that conquers the world. Everything I am and represent exudes the finished works of Christ in my behalf. The greater one lives in me, and I'm living the higher life in Christ. Hallelujah. Don't strive to reconquer. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.